We the bestest, cast with the left twist, fat, barely well dressed, put me on the guest list, the guest list, yeah, on the guest list, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to On the Guest List with Foxtrot and the Get Down, White Sox Dave, Kenny Carkeet, and Dante. Back again for Green Room Picks, something completely new this week. It's the first edition of Fuck, Marry, Kill. I cannot fucking wait for this. Shouts out to which one of you guys came up with this? I don't remember.
That was another one of my wife's fucking concoctions, dude. It's her idea.
She's got a sick fucking twisted mind.
Although she's going to be judging me of who I choose to fuck. You know what I mean? She's going to be like, who's this bitch?
Oh, yeah,
like,
she is.
Who the fuck is this bitch?
Let's go through that real quick.
She's setting you up for sure.
She's setting you up. It's exactly what it is. Let's make it clear here. So not all of these are going to be literal fucks. Because I have specific ones.
Hold on.
Some of them will be fucks. Some of them will be fucks. Don't get me wrong. They will be fucks.
Are you changing the parameters on us?
No, yeah, what I'm saying
is. Yeah, he is. He's trying to qualify it.
This is musical fuck, marry, kill, ladies and gentlemen. Some of these I do have fucks. And you, dude, if your reasoning is that you want to fuck that person, feel free. I'm not judging. Go do your thing. But in some of these, it's like literally like, okay, I love this person's music for life. I could take it sometimes, and this person can get shot into the fucking sun. That's some of them, but some of them is legitimately, yeah, I would fuck this person, I would marry this person, and I would kill this person. So I'm excited to get started. For the first round, I have specific ones for each of the three of you. And Kenny, I'm going to fucking start with you.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
Just fucking just shut up and smoke your weed, goddammit. Here we go. First round, Kenny, fuck, marry, kill. Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, and 21 Pilots.
Oh, that's how this works. You give me three. I thought I just picked three fucking artists. Okay, run it by me.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Me? Oh, dude, I'm like, I may as well be 1,000, but I'm Asian, so I look like I'm 19, son.
Get with the fucking picture.
Yo, all right. Run that back. What was it?
Fuck, marry, kill. Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, and 21 Pilots.
Okay. I would marry 21 Pilot. What?
Kenny thought we were just picking names.
I don't know how this fucking works, bro. I'm 37 right. Goddamn years old.
All right. I'll fuck Richard Marx.
yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. So I would marry 21 Pilots because they're like current and hip and rich, and that would be a fun fucking life to live. I would kill Imagine Dragons.
So you fuck Coldplay.
Yeah, who wouldn't though? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
Chris
Martin, bro, with
toenails.
His fucking dance moves that he does with all the colors and stuff. Yeah.
I would probably marry Coldplay because I've liked Coldplay the longest. I would fuck 21 Pilots and I would shoot Imagine Dragons into the fucking sun. So I'm not far off from you there. Yep. All right. Kenny, I'm glad you got the rules now. Dante, I got one for you. Fuck, marry, kill.
Hit me,
Drake,
baby.
Drake, Kendrick Lamar. And J. Cole.
Oof.
That's an easy one for me.
Ooh.
Man.
I know. I had to go with the three, baby.
I'll kill Drake.
Ooh.
Fuck J. Cole, marry Kendrick.
Okay, that's a fair
one.
That's
exactly how I would go. Uh-huh. I think that's like actually pretty easy.
Drake's the biggest artist in the world, but I feel like most people would kill Drake. I really do. It's weird. I just think it's like he's kind of corny. I would marry J. Cole, fuck Kendrick Lamar, and kill Drake. I feel like people are going to clip these and be like, they said they would kill Drake. They all said they would just kill Drake.
Like, who wouldn't? Like,
yeah, we're going to get kicked off fucking platforms. Dave, I have a very specific one for you. Fuck, marry, kill. Guns N' Roses, Journey, and John Mayer.
John Mayer is the hottest. So I'm banging him.
Okay.
You I'm can't marrying marry John Mayer. Guns N' Roses. Ah, fuck. Actually, no. Guns N' Roses, the band as a whole, is hotter. Mm. John Mayer's like more kind of wifey. So I'll marry him. Fuck Guns N' Roses. Who's the third one?
Journey.
Oh, they're dead.
Yeah, fuck. Right, yeah, so dead as fuck.
They're dead as fuck.
My whole thing
it's not even the. Are we talking current Journey or original Journey?
Original Journey, OG Journey, Steve Perry Journey.
That's the only Journey I know.
Yeah, not
Steve Perry.
Not like random Filipino Steve Perry. I'm talking like real Steve Perry. But here's my thing, though. You would fucking marry John Mayer? The man is a known philanderer. He fucks everything that moves. You got to fuck John Mayer, bro.
So do I.
Oh, yeah, true. Shut the fuck up, dude. All right, so those are
I think he would, because I think he's reached that point where he's bored with normal heterosexual sex. So I think he's...
who's fucking the... He remade American Woman. Who am I thinking of? What's his name?
What's up? What are you talking about?
Fake Jimi Hendrix.
Fake Jimi Hendrix.
No.
Gary Clark Jr.
No, that's
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yo, big
I think
Len.
He's gotten so bored with fucking chicks.
Yeah.
That he's just like exploring with farm animals.
Everything. Yeah. Well, we've already established on this podcast that Lenny Kravitz is an orgy guy. No doubt. That guy can't just have...
Yeah, we
were talking about something with orgies, and I said there's no way that Lenny Kravitz can have sex with one person. He's got a giant gazebo that's just made for orgies. Like, that's what he does. He has to.
100%.
Oh, 1,000%.
You look at that guy, and you don't think, like, that guy's not fucking missionary. That dude has orgies, and he's just doing weird shit. Dave was talking about dripping candle wax on Kenny before this. I'm sure Lenny Kravitz is getting
that.
Because
I got the Sopranos on my mind. That's the only reason why I said that.
Oh, yeah. Yo, shout out Friday. Many
I cannot wait. I might go alone for the first time as a little side note.
Yo, fuck, marry, kill. Carmella? Oh, my God. Who's Drea De Mateo's character?
Adriana,
and then
all day.
Who would be the third?
Janice.
Oh my god,
that's way too easy.
Yeah, I know that is way too easy.
All right, fuck, marry, kill.
The Russian, the young Russian that the New Jersey real estate guys dating
girlfriend.
Oh no, how about fuck, marry, kill? Janice, Olivia, and Pussy's wife.
Oof.
Damn. Wait,
I forgot Pussy's wife. What about she's Ginny Sack?
Yeah, Ginny Sack. So it's Ginny Sack, it's Olivia, and it's fucking Janice. Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck Janice, because I bet. Well, we are.
I'm taking my own life on that one.
Yeah, I'm out, bro. I'm fucking
kill myself.
I'd marry Ginny Sack because she's a fucking ride or die G. I'm not gonna
she
get.
She seems like
out.
A sweetheart and not a crazy person. Kind of.
Yeah, she just loves food and she loves her family too much. I mean, I'm killing Olivia, and I guess I'll fuck Janice. She'd probably kill me after, but whatever.
She would.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Kenny, do you have one?
Like a set of three? I have a few.
All right, give me one.
All right, you want to go? You want to take the first one?
Give it to
me. All right. Dave Matthews, Metallica, and Moby.
Ooh, I'm killing Moby. I can't deal with that
much.
Get
the fuck out of here. Bye, Moby.
No, fuck that. He's got tattoos that say, like, don't eat animals and shit all over his body.
Yeah,
he's got a giant vegan tattoo across his neck.
The fucking worst.
Yeah, killing him. I'm gonna marry Dave Matthews. You know I love Dave Matthews, dude. I've seen Dave Matthews 10 times.
Yeah, that's probably the right choice, honestly.
I'm wearing a polo right now. You think I'm not gonna fucking marry Dave Matthews?
Check out my DMB tattoo.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go fuck the shit out of Metallica. Me and Kirk Hamlin in the back, dude, all day.
Hamlet.
Yeah. Hamlet. So that's my pick.
Hammett.
Hamlet.
Yes.
Me and Lars Ulrich in the back, dude. Fucking let's go.
That guy has a natural, like, bald mullet because he has no hair all the way, but he still has long hair in the back. I'm so confused.
That's such a weird look. Why do people do that? Why is the bald mullet?
I would kill Metallica to put them out of their misery just because, like, they're one of my favorite bands of all time, like, top 10 favorite bands. But, like, for the fucking love of God, stop.
Yeah,
stop.
I got to agree with that. After St.
Anger, it's like the old Yeller. You know, he was a great dog.
Exactly.
Now he's rabid. And
take your fucking trophies as the best metal band in the history of music and put it on the fucking shelf and then relax, man.
Yeah, Kenny's going to old Yeller James Hetfield. Just be like, come here, buddy. It's time to go.
Yeah. You time to go, bro.
All right, Kenny, give somebody else one.
We're going to the doggy park. We're not going to
let's see. This will be a good one. I'm going to give this one to... Wait, okay. So Dave and Dante, have you both seen Game of Thrones?
Oh, of course.
Okay, all right. So, Dave, Amy Schumer, Arya Stark, or Larry David?
Oh, dude. Okay, Arya, I'm marrying her all day. Arya Stark is, like, one of my favorite characters, and, like, even if she is a fictitious woman, she's, like, my favorite woman of all time.
She's not a handsome woman.
I know she's not, but she's... Well, here's this. She's not fat.
Yo, true.
Could be fat.
Yo, true.
Could be fat.
Ginny Sack.
All right. So Amy Schumer, Arya Stark, Larry David. You would marry Arya Stark.
How old is Arya Stark?
Yeah, this is a question we have to. No, she's
old enough now.
She was in college at the end of the show, so Dave's safe.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about the final. We're talking season. She end kills of the Night King.
There you go. Spoiler alert! If you
he's 24.
Okay, no, that was a fair question, Dante. I was kind of in the back of my mind thinking the same thing.
I'm thinking like last season, killing the Night King.
All right, Arya Stark. All right, fine. That's fair. Proceed.
And then I am. If I had three bullets in those guns, I am killing Amy Schumer.
Three times.
Big dead.
Three times.
Yeah, bye.
I agree with that.
And I'm banging the fuck out of Larry David. We're going to have geeky ass fuckers.
Oh, he's going to complain the whole time.
Who likes Amy Schumer? How does she have so much money?
Amy Schumer doesn't Schumer.
She comes from money. Her dad's like the fucking president of like all things TV. It's like the crazy shit.
That explains it then. Is
everybody famous from rich families? Like, is there an Illuminati situation? I need to know.
Probably. I don't know anyone that likes her, like male or female. So I've always wondered, like, why is she fucking big time?
I liked Trainwreck. I actually kind of liked that movie. It wasn't a terrible fucking movie. It wasn't the worst movie, but she's brutal. Her stand-up is fucking brutal, dude.
And she she rips shit from other people, doesn't she?
Yeah, she got.
But if I have to hear her talk about her pussy hole one more fucking time, like, I'm just whatever. Like, get it. Like, you're crass. You're crude. Okay, cool. Awesome. Whatever. Fuck off.
I agree with that. Do you have one for Dante?
Yes, I do.
Hit me, Dante. Baby.
Lil Wayne, Eddie Vedder, Obama.
Or who?
Obama.
Oof. Jesus, I feel like you're like testing me on this one.
I saved this one for you.
Shit.
Lil Wayne, Eddie Vedder, Obama.
Kill Eddie Vedder.
Ooh.
Rude, but okay.
Is he a douche?
No, he's a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's like Metallica, where like he should die and fucking hang it up too, you know.
He just weirds me out from when he was around the World Series team all the time. He wore this like batting helmet everywhere.
Sick.
Really fucking weird. And I told you he stank.
Yeah. Like, you said he's a BO guy.
Plug Eddie Vedder if he smells like that, dog.
All right, big bird. Just weirded me out, dude. Like looking up to somebody that big, especially like my adolescence, and then meeting them and they're like,
never meet your heroes.
Disappointing.
Never meet your heroes.
It was weird. It would be like meeting like Springsteen and having him like reek of BO and be into like Pokemon or something. You'd just be like, what the fuck? No offense to Pokemon. All right. So kill Eddie Vedder. I fucking love Lil Wayne, so I don't know if I should marry him or fuck him. And Obama, I don't like or dislike. I would kill for him back right now. I think anybody would. So we'll say marry Obama, fuck Lil Wayne.
Smart.
That's probably pretty smart.
Lil Wayne is in the same category as John Mayer's. I don't know if you remember that every one of his songs, I'm pretty sure he called himself the Pussy Monster. That dude, he's got like 19 kids by like 19 women.
Yo, Obama's got that legacy money. That legacy, just that, you know.
Also, he'd be nice to come home to. I don't think you're gonna have
a sweet guy.
You don't want to
smoke weed.
Smokes weed, drains threes, drinks beers. Yeah.
Smokes grits too.
Big dirts, yo.
Yo, that's the thing though. I think that was fucking cool that he was like still smoking cigs when he was like going into the White House, and they made him fucking stop. But you could every once in a while they'd sneak a picture of him like in the back lawn, just like fucking ripping a dart. It's like, I get that. That man cares about the fate of humanity. Like he's got pressure. He's fucking.
If you're not drinking and smoking under the responsibilities of the president, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Or you could be like fucking snorting lines of whatever the fuck cold medicine Trump was doing. He had the Sudafed.
Jesus.
Yeah, killing it. Dave, do you have any?
I got a few.
All right, here we go.
So I tried to like go from genre to genre, but the last one that I'll get to is pretty much to fuck with you guys. But the first one I had was Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, or Pantera.
Ooh, Kenny, I feel like this is your category.
Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, and Pantera. Well, straight away, Black Sabbath can get blown out to fucking space. Never never cared, never liked. It's whatever. Randy Rhoads. Okay, cool. Fuck off. It was Black Randy Sabbath, Rhodes. Iron Maiden, and
Pantera.
And Pantera. I would marry Pantera because I'm such a massive fan and I can listen to that shit for the rest of my fucking life. And I would fuck Iron Maiden because it would last only one night and then I can never see them again. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
a good answer, dude. Yeah. That's a good fucking answer. Yeah, you know, you marry Dimebag, come home. You never know what you're going to get into there.
Bro, man, Phil, that's one of the best, heaviest bands of all time.
They are heavy.
I have a Black Sabbath question.
Good.
Last week, Conor McGregor sang National Anthem at Wrigley, and it was fucking awful. It was almost as bad as his first pitch.
How is this not a thing? I didn't even see this.
You didn't see that?
Thanks for reading my blog, Dave.
I don't read anything.
So I blogged it, and everyone was like, that was the worst National Anthem ever sang at Wrigley. It was not even close. So I blogged, like, top 10 worst ones. One of them was Ozzy doing it.
Wait, do you mean the seventh inning stretch?
Yes, not National Anthem. I'm sorry. Seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, I was like,
That's the take me out to the ball game.
National Anthem.
Yeah. Sorry. Fuck. I'm a fucking idiot. Edit that out. So, yeah, seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ball game. So, Ozzy sang it, I want to say like 2014, 2015.
Dude, this is
long
so
time ago,
much
like
longer.
2008.
This
Either
was like
way,
2002
this is
or three.
Okay, so
he's
sang
a long time ago.
He was in his fucking slur phase at that point.
Yeah, but
he was so shit-faced for that thing.
Yeah, but listen, a lot of people like commented and messaged me and said that was all an act. He was fine towards the end of it. He started out slurring because he knows people get off to it. Blah 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 blah. Is that like a thing? Is he more with it than he seems?
I've never heard that.
I'm about to fucking juggle it.
I gotta be completely honest with you. I fucking have never gotten Ozzy. I've never gotten it. I seriously, and this has been a hot take of mine for years. I hate Crazy Train. I fucking hate that song. I hate it so much. Dude, I said this before. I knew the Patriots were losing the Super Bowl against the Eagles when we came out to Dreams and Nightmares and they came out to Crazy Train. I was like, they do not have what it takes.
Bro, they have for like 20 years. It's awful.
It's brutal.
It's so lame.
This song sucks dicks.
Yeah,
I don't
so
know
it's
why.
Belichick. It's Belichick. He's like a classic rock guy and he dictates the shit.
Dude, I did an interview with a radio station that is like mainly like a hard rock metal station. And I said that on air and everybody looked at me like, you motherfucker.
Listen,
I hate it.
It's not my favorite Sabbath or Ozzy song. There's plenty more better ones, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it like you do, but
yeah. Dave, give
me
one.
There's just a fucking, you know, like that's for everybody, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. All right.
Look, I'll still fuck around with War Pigs. I don't give a shit. Yeah, give me one.
Oh yeah, definitely. Dang. The next one I had, this is not supposed to be musical. It's all physical. John Mayer, Sam Hunt, and Zayn.
Okay, so you're just giving me attractive dudes.
Yeah, super all hot right. dudes. Let's I mean, I'll say this. I'll answer my own question. I think Sam Hunt is like the hottest dude I've ever seen in my life.
I think Sam Hunt could literally drive his car off a bridge and I wouldn't blink an eye. I fucking hate that guy.
I hate him because he's so good looking. His music, he's Downtown's Dead. I think that was the name of the song. Like, he's got a handful of decent songs.
I hate him because of his attitude. He's ugly inside.
Yes, exactly.
Is he?
I'm killing him.
He's a shitbag.
I'm killing Sam Hunt. I've made it clear I would fuck John Mayer, and I'm going to marry Zayn. Seems like a nice guy. Down to
he
earth.
He does seem like a good guy, doesn't he?
Yeah. Dave, let me give you a physical one. Rihanna, Taylor Swift, and Katy Perry.
Oof. Oof.
Oh, wow.
Oof.
Fuck.
I think you guys know my answer of who I'm going to kill.
I mean, if you're not marrying Rihanna as a billionaire, you're making mistakes.
So, Katy Perry, I cannot fucking stand her. Know what? This is what I'm going to do.
But those puppies, Dave.
Dude.
I know, but she's also got like the fucking shorter hair than Ace.
I like short hair on a woman.
Can we edit a picture of Ace in at that part?
with Katy Perry's body and Ace's face. I can make it happen, dude.
As you should.
Go ahead, Dave. Give me a rundown here.
I would fuck Taylor Swift and I would marry Rihanna, but I think she would also kill me. Like she terrifies
You'd be
me.
So lucky to kill you. You know
oh,
I mean?
Dude, she could kill me.
Oh, yeah. I would let her beat the fucking shit out of me. I would be like, just one more punch, right? To like anything you want, babe.
Yep. I kind of agree with that list, except switch Katy Perry and Taylor Swift.
I just can't fucking stand the virtue signaling that Katy Perry does these days.
Whoa,
like,
hold
get
on.
Get the fuck off this planet.
Guys, I just got an alert for the podcast. We just got a pretty big follow. The Lord himself, Mr. Christopher Mintz Plaz.
Oh, shut up. Did he really?
Yeah. The Lord McLovin himself.
Oh, my dude. My sweet, sweet dude. He's been out playing shows, too, recently, which
really?
Is awesome. I want to get him on here to talk about playing shows all
Let's
around.
Let's fucking
yeah.
get him on.
Yeah, get we should get him on.
He's the funniest motherfucker I've ever met in my life.
All right. He's doing commercials now, too. I just saw Christopher Mintz Plaz in a fucking big national commercial.
He's all around, man. He may come up, but he's like, you know, he's got a career and a job, and he's like, I don't know what the fuck you guys talk about on there.
Tell him don't worry about it. Tell him don't listen to the Fuck, Marry, Kill episode. Oh, my God. All right.
This last one I got for
just
you
guys.
Just
block him for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Probably not.
You should. No,
block,
you can't.
Block his whole fucking account.
This is
a joke.
This is for you three that
you
are.
Followed us, you're blocked.
Deep into relationships.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going Carrie Underwood, the Monday Night Football theme song.
Ooh.
Or Sunday night, whichever one. Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. And Jessica Simpson, Boots Are Made for Walking.
Ooh. This is a good one, Dave.
God damn it.
I'm going to do primetime Jessica Simpson. Like, we're talking like Boots Are Made for Walking Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. That's
yeah, like
that
Dukes of Hazzard music. Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm fucking Jessica Simpson.
Chicken of the Sea.
Chicken of the Sea.
Yeah, you remember that?
And then I'm gonna kill Britney Spears. I'm probably gonna get crucified for that. But
we might have a fucking army.
She's kind of dead already. Whatever.
Oh, you guys are both canceled.
I'm uncancelable, baby.
That is true. Can you cancel?
I don't care.
Yeah, you can only be canceled if you care.
Exactly.
I guess I'd marry Carrie Underwood. She's married to the hockey player guy.
She's a babe
royalty.
Too.
She is a babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we know where Dave's leaning. Dave, would you marry Britney Spears?
Nah, she's dead. She's got to go.
She's toast.
She's got to go.
She's out, yo. Bye.
I would have to agree with that order.
Dante, what's your order?
Fuck, man. If you asked me like 2 or 3 years ago, Taylor Swift all day.
Same here.
I think she's kind of lose. Oh, man. I'm going to get killed for this.
Don't worry about it.
I said this to my fiance about a year ago because she's always like busting my balls, like, ah, you fucking do anything for Taylor Swift. And I was like, I don't know. She's kind of like losing her looks. I think she's like starting to lose her fastball and kind of turn into her mom.
Ooh.
That did not go over well at all. That did not go over well. Katy Perry, I think, even with the hair, still pretty hot. The more you get to know her, like through American Idol, she's kind of unattractive. Who was the last one? Rihanna?
Rihanna.
No brainer. Like
no brainer.
Yeah, that's a bloodbath.
God, I love Rihanna.
So kill Katy Perry. Fuck Rihanna, marry Taylor Swift.
Fair. Not my choice, but I respect you. You talked your rationale through there well.
Yeah.
Kenny, I got one for you.
What do you want?
Music related. Kanye, Jay-Z, Biggie.
Kanye, Jay-Z, Biggie.
This is on looks.
On looks? Just based on...
No,
okay,
fuck
right.
me. No, no, no.
Fuck you. Shit. Kanye, Jay-Z, Biggie. I guess it would be Mary Jay-Z because I'm a money fucking hungry little bitch and homeboy hit that B.
Kanye's got 6 Bs, dude.
I mean, fuck. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Kanye he's a B too.
Yeah, but Jay-Z is so much doper because he's also got Rihanna. I mean, not Rihanna, Beyonce. So I would marry Jay-Z. I'd kill the fuck out of Kanye, honestly.
Ooh,
because if I could bring back Biggie.
Facts.
And fuck him. Yo, I need big insight, son.
Kenny, you said that you watched South Park. You seen the one with the killer whale at like the SeaWorld or whatever?
Yeah, dude, it's so good.
At the end of the episode when it's just chilling on the moon. I hope one day we have like a camera piped in on Kanye West's corpse just chilling on the moon.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Bro, you know I'm clipping the thing for tomorrow that says Kenny's like, if I could bring back Biggie and fuck him. Yeah,
for sure.
I think I would. See, here's the thing where you fucked up. You said you'd marry Jay-Z, right? Do you remember the last time that Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce? What happened? He got his ass whooped in an elevator by Solange. You want to get your ass whooped by Solange?
Yeah, but listen, you know, he got chewed out. He got a little slapping, but I've been chewed out before.
Wasn't Rihanna behind all that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that ties into this whole thing.
Dude, Hove is the man.
Yeah, dude.
Hove never loses.
Just with that fucking dad bod and shit hair right now. Like,
yo, wait, have you ever seen the any of it's like a whole like photo collage of Jay-Z doing athletic things?
No.
It's one of the funniest things you will ever see.
Is this on YouTube?
Look up Jay-Z riding a bike or Jay-Z throwing a football. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. It was a picture of Jay-Z throwing a football and somebody just quote tweeted it and said, yo, you can tell Jay-Z was not close with his dad. He's like sidearming it from down here. Like, dude, oh my God. Him riding a bike, dude, he just looks like a 60-year-old man just riding a fucking bicycle. It's hilarious. Hove lost his fucking streetness when he hit a B. Oh my God!
When he joined the Illuminati.
He did. He definitely joined the Illuminati.
Oh yeah, that's.
I would join the Illuminati without thinking twice.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
See, Kenny, I could see you keeping the Illuminati business on the down low, Dave. I could not see you like leaving an Illuminati meeting and being like, "Yeah, that was good. Like, I won't tweet about that."
That's probably why I haven't gotten an invite, to be honest.
Who in Barstool would be the first person in the Illuminati?
Chief.
Ooh, I think Chief could keep the Illuminati shit secret.
He's too judgmental.
But what are you talking about? The Illuminati's the most judgmental group of people on Earth. They're above everybody else.
The highest, most selective group.
Chief has a lot of character. He's very virtuous, and he wouldn't stand for a lot of shit that they're involved in.
Fair. What, like keeping the Holy Grail and shit? I don't know what they really do.
I mean, they manipulate and everything. They manipulate everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Kenny, do you believe the Illuminati is real?
Oh, you have to.
Without question, yeah.
Have to.
Call it whatever you want, but that whole shit's fucking real. I mean, the fucking giant black owls in the forest and the shit, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, oh, it's just something we do because we're rich and white. Like, fuck off.
Exactly.
Yo, yeah. I brought the show up the other day. There's an episode of House of Cards where, like, fucking Kevin Spacey's character goes to basically Illuminati meeting. Like, I say this on many episodes, but that's the kind of shit where I'm like, dude, white people are kind of fucked up, yo. Holy shit. We have Illuminati meetings and shit like
Big
that?
Big time.
What
Big
the
time.
Fuck, man?
It gets back to just people with money get bored and they have to do fucking weird shit to occupy themselves.
Like, bro, I would love to get bored that I have so much money.
What I wouldn't give to have so much money to be bored that I would start a secret society. Holy shit, dude, that'd be
exactly.
Oh my God. Do we have any other? Dante, did you throw out a fuck, marry, kill yet?
No, I have one ready. This is for all of you. You all have to answer it. Fuck, marry, kill, Limp Bizkit, Creed, and Nickelback.
Ooh, wow. That's a good one. Oh, I'll begin. I'm going to fuck Limp Bizkit. I'm going to fuck the shit out of Limp Bizkit. Oh my God, this is hard. I guess I'll marry Nickelback because they're consistent. And I'm going to kill Creed because Scott Stapp freaks me out, to be completely honest.
He might be in the Illuminati. No, he's not getting off at anything.
No, no chance. I'm with you, Colin. I'll go. I'll kill the fuck out of Creed. That guy, the Scott's from Orlando, my hometown, and he's just like hated in that whole town. It's just a known fucking thing. Fuck that guy. Big murder on Scott Stapp. I guess that would mean I would marry Limp Bizkit because they seem like they'd be way more fun to hang with rather than Canadian Nickelback.
I had the exact opposite reasoning. The Canadian might just sit there and shut up.
Oh, dude, it's the yeah, no, they're the worst, man. Hey, do you need anything? Hey, can I get you something? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
hey,
no, you're right. The niceness factor, like, I'd be like, dude, call
like,
me
I
a
bet
fucking,
they're fucking
cocksucker. Or
I bet they're fucking sober or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, go, who's you want to live with Limp Bizkit over Nickelback for sure.
Okay, that's fair. I like that. Fair. Kenny, that was good rationale.
I got you, baby.
Yeah. All right, Dave, I got one for you. Lena Dunham, Roseanne Barr, and Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, marrying Oprah.
Yeah, that was easy. That was easy.
Who's the other two?
Lena Dunham.
Oh, she's dead. I don't even need to hear the third again. She's dead.
So you're going to fuck Roseanne?
She seems to pipe down here and there. I don't hear about her that much. She speaks when spoken to. I feel like a little.
When you said pipe down, I thought of something completely different.
Same.
Oh my good sweet Lord Jesus, Kenny, do you have any more creeping out of the back of your brain?
No, that's all I really got, man.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Fuck you. I didn't know how this game works. I graduated in 02.
How did you come into this without knowing how this game worked?
Some might call me not well researched.
He's old and Asian.
Yeah, bro. We don't know this shit. We play kick the can down the street. Fuck off.
No, speaking
we also called it Mary Fuck Kill.
You call it Mary Fuck Kill?
Mm-hmm. And I think it sounds so weird the other way around, but whatever.
Fuck Mary. We always call it Fuck Mary Kill. FMK. Wait, what else? Dude, I heard somebody say, how do you say rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors.
So I actually think this is I listen to part of my take, and Hank calls it rocks. He calls it rocks, plural, paper, scissors.
He's wrong as fuck, I mean, is the thing.
I've heard paper, rock, scissors.
That's also wrong.
That is wrong.
It's rock, only rock, paper, scissors. If it's not that, then you've got a smooth brain.
You only are throwing one rock. You're not throwing
smooth
like
brain.
Rocks. You got a smooth ass.
Yeah,
brain,
you need
though.
The lumps, man. The lumps are how you get smart. Lumpy brain.
Jesus Christ. All right, that was
smooth
that,
brain.
That was That's the first gold. Episode of Fuck Mary Kill.
That's fucking gold.
Kenny's wife also had another great idea, something we're gonna introduce, which is the Would You Rather game, which I just can't wait.
That's gonna be good. I can't wait to come up some great ones for a week. Write them all down.
I mean, dude, this is where I think Kenny comes in firing because he knows how this game works.
Yeah, now that I get the rules, you guys are fucked.
Guys, unbelievable. Also, the think of a weird band name and see if it actually exists. That's going to be
a great one. Yeah. Everybody's got to write down 10 of the gnarliest or dumbest or whatever weirdest band names you can think of, and we're going to Google them on this podcast.
Yeah, and awesome. Then you could also do the classic, is this a real band name or not? And you throw out a fucking...
We came up with one the other night that I'm actually kind of afraid... Actually, no, I'm
what
kind
is
of
it?
Afraid. I'm kind of afraid to say it.
But we need to just publish your entire list one day.
It's fucked up. I added another couple that there's I don't think I can say
it. Dante, are you aware of this list?
No, but I think we should save it because it's obviously gold.
It's gold. One that Kenny's first episode when he first came on. I remember this so vividly because Dave was really in a zone where he was just chiefing the 3-Chi that night. And I remember Dave just cackling laughing.
That's true. That is absolutely very true.
Kenny has been acquiring a list of fake band names for the last like 10 years. That those are all band names.
Bro, it gets fucking deep, I'm telling you.
Kenny, can you just read off a couple for Dante? It doesn't have to be a lot. Most
all right, yeah. So I'll read off a couple here. There's things like let's see. Taekwondo Ray Me. Salamander Artifacts, and then they get crazy like a horse divorce.
I love horse divorce.
Collegiate Jesus. Air Horse is another good one. Aging Robots. Let's see, Animal Shit House, Snake Daughter. I thought was a really good one.
Bulimic Boy Scout.
Boy Scout. Humanity, but like
Animal Shit House is a ridiculous one.
Gay Disaster is good. There's so many good ones.
Kenny, do you remember my favorite one? The one that made me die?
Gay Disaster.
Baby Whisper Skin.
Land Shrimp.
That was my favorite one.
That's
you
a
said
good
Land
one.
Shrimp, and I fucking that was literally right after when Dave texted me and was like, Kenny has to be on the show.
I wrote down anonymous last night.
You're such a dude. You better idiot. Fucking. You better copyright some of these.
I'm so good.
You're just, giving gold away. You're just giving gold away.
I fucking hate you, dude. I hate you so much. All right. So that was Green Room Picks this week. Fuck, marry, kill. We'll be back on Tuesday with the one, the fucking only, John Carpenter in the motherfucking building.
Z-Carp.
We got the creator of Halloween coming on the show to talk about his new movie, Halloween Kills.
Spooky stuff.
And the soundtrack and the scariest horror movie song score ever.
Yeah.
That song is fucking nightmare fuel the minute you hear it.
I didn't know he did fucking Escape from New York and Assault on Precinct 13. Like, this motherfucker had hits on hits, dude.
Yeah, dog.
Legend. Yeah.
But all the heart, because, you know, like, it's a thing, like, you know, people like funny movies and people like fucking rom-coms, but people fucking love horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing. Like, it's like how people are with Marvel movies. So we'll see John Carpenter on Tuesday. I'll see you fucking idiots tomorrow. And anything else, Kenny?
No, man. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Dante, I love you. Kenny, I love, or Dave, I love you. And Kenny, you can suck my balls.
Whatever. Fuck you. Bye.